Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. When the Governor General's office called Celeste Johnston to tell her she would be inducted into the Order of Canada, she almost didn't pick up. The medical researcher, professor, and nurse had been getting a lot of spam calls from the Ottawa area code, so she hesitated. But she did answer, and it was a representative from Governor General Mary Simon's office telling her she would be named an officer of the Order of Canada.
I said, is this real? Like, are you serious? Is this spam? And she laughed and said, no, it was real. I was quite, surprised.
That was back in December 2021. Johnston, a longtime professor at McGill University, who retired to Hunts Point with her husband in 2010, received her medal at a ceremony at Rideau Hall at the end of February.
I was a little still incredulous, and I'm still a little incredulous, because I just sort of don't think of myself as somebody that would get the Order of Canada.
Johnston was recognized for her 35 years of work researching pain in premature babies. Johnston's groundbreaking work began when she was working at the Montreal Children's Hospital. Nurses in the neonatal unit approached her and asked if she could measure pain in babies. They said doctors didn't believe the babies experienced pain, but the nurses said they saw otherwise.
So at the time I started doing that work, babies were having painful procedures done all the time in the neonatal intensive care unit, and nothing was being done for it. And they said, well, it's just a short procedure, and it's going to be okay. But it isn't okay. And not only for ethical reasons, but there are actually long-term consequences for our babies that are in there, above and beyond whatever medical conditions they might have as a part of being preterm.
She and her team of researchers began by developing a way to measure pain in preterm infants, a standard that soon became accepted by the American Hospital Association and the Canadian Pediatric Society. Next, they wanted to figure out how to treat the pain without drugs.
I did studies on how to manage it, because you can't give them heavy-duty analgesics every time they're having a painful procedure. Because that has long-term damaging effects too, and they won't develop as well as they should.
Johnston began by studying the effects of giving babies a small drop of diluted sugar water known as sweet taste treatment. That was effective in controlling the pain, but she was concerned about the long-term developmental effects of that kind of treatment. Johnston says she heard about mothers in South America who acted almost like incubators for their premature babies because of a lack of the devices there.
So they use the mothers as incubators, and the mothers carry the babies skin to skin on their chest as the incubator, and they did it 24 hours a day. And that's how the babies, and they found that those babies that might have otherwise died survived because they were being kept warm and demand feeding or whatever. And so I thought, why don't we try kangaroo care for pain?
She did 7 studies on kangaroo care over 12 to 15 years.
And all this worked. It was profound, the effect.
They tried the experiment with fathers and with other women like paternal grandmothers, but nothing was as effective as a mother's love, Johnston says. Eventually, one of Johnston's PhD students and a professor at Dalhousie University, Marcia Campbell-Yo, furthered the research and founded MomLink Lab, which studies the effects of maternal presence.
Between the kangaroo care and the work that she's doing now, mothers are able to spend more and more time in the neonatal intensive care unit with their babies and not have that separation. It's stressful on the mothers, and I think it's stressful for the babies too.
Johnston's research days are behind her, but she hasn't slowed down. She's heavily involved in various groups in Queens County, including the region's pool committee and the community cafe at the Trinity Church Parish Hall. And she's teaching a course called Pain Explained for the Seniors College Association of Nova Scotia. Johnston said being in Ottawa for the Order of Canada ceremony was an amazing experience. And it was even more special because her 3 adult children, Elise, Rob, and Andrew, were there with her.
The people that I was meeting around me were just amazing. They were from all walks of life. There were writers, there were musicians, business people, basic scientists, a lot of health scientists. And so it was very exciting.
But the visit to Rideau Hall had some strong competition later in the weekend.
I went from Ottawa to Montreal to visit with Andrew and his two young daughters, who are 3 and 5. And so that was, I must say, that competed with being the highlight of the weekend.
That's your QCCR News Update. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.